If you have a Bible, may I invite you to turn to Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 to 19. That was our responsive reading here in our Sunday school class. And so you would need to read verses 10 to 19 in order to appreciate, hopefully, the words that will be given to you. Notice in verses 10 that King Solomon is speaking to his son. He says, "My son." And so King Solomon now is looking at probably Rehoboam, who would succeed him as the next king of Israel. And so he's giving some counsel to his boy to prepare him, to prep him, so that he would become a good king and to be a king of justice, integrity, and honesty. And notice the first thing that Solomon is teaching his son. He says, "My son, if sin is enticed thee, consent thou not." The very first lesson that Solomon gives directly to his boy is to be mindful and careful and circumspect of the associations and friends that he will hang around with. And you got to admit that when it comes to everyday life, that parents have a challenge and a struggle trying to instill in any child the need to be discerning and wise in their associations and the friends that they will grow up with and quote-unquote run around with, whether as a someone who's pre-adolescent or in those teenage years, and even after the teenage years when they become a young adult, whether going into business, whether going into military, working in a school, working for a company or a corporation, or even working for the federal government or the state government, county or city government. Beloved, not everybody out there wears a halo, and not everybody out there are angels when it comes to their behavior. So he says, "My son, if sin is enticed thee, consent thou not." So bad people do have a fishing line and a hook, and on that hook is a worm. And that worm is dangerous. That worm is actually described in verses 11 and onward. If they say, "Come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause." So notice this enticement to do apparently bodily harm upon another person for whatever gain those gang of hoodlums can amass. "Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit." Beloved, we're even talking about murder. You have gangs today that roam freely in our country. Some of them are sponsored by the federal government, like Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the so-called woke crowd and the LGBTQXYZ to the square. Individuals who put cities on fire, toppled statues, defaced monuments. "We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil." Beloved, these individuals want to live the fat cat life. Not because they've worked for it, but because they've stole it, even killed for it. But notice verse 14. Notice the enticement. Now the worm gets a little juicy. "Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse." And what is so funny about that verse is that when you do watch some movies where you have a handful of hoodlums and they're going to rob a bank or they're going to rob a rich person, and they're going to get all that money and all the jewels and the crystal chandeliers and the silverware that's 100% silver and all the trinkets. Have you ever noticed in some of the movies that eventually the hoodlums begin to turn on each other until finally there's only one hoodlum left? And now he holds that one purse. But notice the enticement. If we do all this mayhem, all the robbing and all the killing, we're going to have one account that we can draw from. But then human nature comes to the front. Jealousy, envy, somebody wants a little more than the other hoodlum. And then guess what happens in many of these movies that you watch? The hoodlums begin to pick off each other until finally one is left. And then the long arm of the law takes that individual and puts them where they belong. Verse 15, my son, walk thou not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. So not only do these individuals have a hook, a very enticing hook, a hook with a worm that promises wealth and prosperity, fun, wine, women, and song. But then notice, they have a pathway. They have a particular lifestyle. And you can spot them. A lot of people today get upset because we have racial profiling. Well, beloved, when it comes to hoodlum profiling, it's quite easy to pick them out. They have a certain walk, a certain look, okay? A certain language. A very loud, boisterous, foul mouth. Okay? They smell like an ashtray, or they burp and smell like beer or vodka or whatever booze that they're drinking. You look at the marks on their arms, the lines of where they put a needle in their veins. You can spot them a mile away. But then there are those who are really, really sophisticated, and they wear three-piece suits, wear the finest cologne, have the sharpest haircut, and beloved, they are just as crooked as the ones in the street. Verse 16, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Beloved, how many crimes have been committed that in the end somebody was killed, murdered, beaten to death, stabbed to death for just a handful of trinkets or maybe just a few dollars? Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives, showing you how they, just like piranha, they begin to feed off each other and they begin to kill each other off. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money in and of itself. Money is neutral. It's just paper. It burns. But the love of money has motivated scores of individuals, beloved, to commit such heinous acts and such heinous crimes for just a handful of trinkets, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. And so I think this is sound advice. Verses 10 to 19, especially Christian parents, are to use this in the very formidable years of their children to warn them and to educate them on being very careful as they get older. The friends and the associates and even the business partners that they may want to align themselves with, they need to be discerning with the people whom they associate, live with, and just get along with. They need to be very careful. Well, may God truly bless His word. Amen.